welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Mike?
Good. I'm looking forward to hearing your discussion on this next poem. You've chosen a poem that talks about a drug that I frankly don't use very much. Its trade name is Toradol. Its generic name is pronounced, I think, Ketoralic, although you and I were discussing, is it Ketoralic or Ketoralic? It's a non-steroidal. It's available both parenterally as well as orally. It's indicated for short term, meaning no more than 5 days in adults. The management of moderately severe acute pain that requires analgesia. The PDR says it pain should be equivalent to that which would be required of an opioid. Ketoralic is a drug that reversibly inhibits cyclooxygenase 1 and 2, in other words, COX 1 and 2 enzymes, meaning that it results in decreased formation of prostaglandin precursors. It does have antipyretic properties, analgesic properties, and anti-inflammatory properties. Interestingly, while some doctors think that if you give it parenterally, you bypass the GI system and bypass all the GI side effects, which is not true. It is associated with the same types of GI side effects as all of the other NSAIDs. It does have boxed warnings. The boxed warnings talk about its appropriate use. It's not recommended for children. Its dangers include GI risk, cardiovascular risk, bleeding, renal toxicity, also can cause all kinds of renal function impairment, and that seems to be in people without pre-existing renal conditions, so that it can cause it de novo. Mark, you found a poem published in the Annals of Internal Medicine at the end of 2016. It asks the clinical question, are lower doses of Toradol or Ketoralic as effective as standard doses for the acute pain in patients presenting to the emergency department? What did they find?
Yeah, you made it sound like such a great drug, Mike, in your introduction. It was actually in the Annals of Emergency Medicine and published December 16th. So yeah, so Toradol or Ketoralac or Ketoralac, or I don't know where the syllable gets emphasized, is available in oral and parenteral forms. And frankly, I think a lot of docs got in the habit of using it because it was an IV medication that they could give to patients who were in pain in the ER without having to give them, Demerol or a narcotic pain or opiate pain reliever. So it was sold as this special potent pain reliever to patients. And a lot of docs still are in the habit of using it. So the thinking is, well, we always give 30 milligrams IV. Is that really that high a dose really necessary? So what they did was they looked for patients who were coming into the ER during the day with acute flank, abdominal, musculoskeletal, or headache pain that was at least 5 on a scale of 0 to 10. And they excluded anyone who was unstable, who had a contraindication to NSAIDs, or who were pregnant or breastfeeding. Basically, they randomized 240 of these patients to get either 10, 15, or 30 milligram dose of the Ketoralac IV. Anyone still needing pain after 30 minutes got IV morphine at a standard dose. Three groups were similar. The mean age of patients was about 40, about two-thirds were female, and the baseline pain score was around 7 to 8. So the main outcome was reduction in pain scores 30 minutes later. And then secondarily, they also looked at how many needed the rescue morphine. Basically, in all three groups, there was a reduction in pain scores by at least 2 points at 30 minutes. So that would be clinically and statistically significant. There was no difference between groups, though. And so the 10 did as well as the 15 and the 30 milligram doses. And there was also no difference if you looked 60, 90, 120 minutes later. And there was no difference between groups in terms of the need for rescue analgesia. So basically, 10 milligram dose of Ketoralac was as effective as higher doses. And they didn't find any serious adverse events in this short-term, single-dose study. And so if you're going to give this to a patient acutely, particularly in like an ER or urgent care setting, then use the 10 milligram dose.
Mark, what's your take on its relationship? So you've made a compelling case that the dose really doesn't matter. It sounds like, at least perennially, that it works relatively quickly. What do you think about its effectiveness compared to oral NSAIDs, assuming that someone can, you know, their oral tract is intact? If you give them, some ibuprofen or what have you, is this going to be more effective, less effective?
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't seen any direct comparison studies. That they may be out there. I haven't seen any, but I suspect the onset may be a bit quicker with the IV dosing. And that's a guess. Also, you know, you have to remember, there wasn't a control group. There wasn't a placebo group here. So, after 30 minutes or 60 minutes, it may be that the pain would have been decreased by that much in anyone, even getting placebo. We don't know that. The decrease of at least 2 points on a 10-point scale, though, is considered clinically significant.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.